Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Hey, welcome everybody to the All About You show. This is your host, Karen Sullivan. Today's Thursday, October 22nd, 2015. I cannot believe we are almost at the end of October. And tonight is my very special guest, Lila Simmons, who is a bold life activist and a healing artist. And so we're going to talk with her and find out what that is. And when I was talking with Lila earlier, she had a brilliant idea to offer you guys some gifts, whether you're listening live or you're going to listen via the archive file. You'll just have to mention that you heard her here on the All About You show. And Lila, welcome to the show. It's been a long time coming. I'm so happy to have you here. Lila,
can you hear me now, Karen?
There you are.
Can you hear me?
Yay! Yes, I can. I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm excited to be here. It's been a while since we've chatted, and I always love chatting with you, so yay.
Right? Yeah, I know you and I talked about this back in last year when I thought about bringing the show back live, and then we talked a few months ago, and so I'm finally that our schedules were able to align so that you could be here. And I love your business and what you do, providing light for your dark spaces, and that what you do as a bold life activist, and I think I would even call it a bold light activist as well, and healing artist. Aww. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So the life coaching field is really saturated. Everybody's a coach these days.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was starting to brand my business, I thought, what do I really do? Because saying I'm a coach is not really giving justice to what I do.
Right.
And the one big problem that I solve is people feel stuck. And it's not like I'm kind of stuck, but it's like I'm drowning under this thing, suffocating kind of stuck. And I support women in getting liberated. I say women. I do work with men, but I say women because I find that it's more resonant for women. Men have a easier time taking care of themselves and doing what they need to do for themselves in their lives than women do. So my focus is women, but I do work with men as well.
Mm-hmm.
So getting them liberated from whatever's hurting in their life. It could be this relationship, or it can be the last five guys I dated were actually the same guy with a different face. That happened.
Right.
Yeah. Or I hate this job. It's killing me, but I don't know what to do.
Right.
Or literally my body hurts. Like, those are the three things that people usually come to me with. And supporting women in getting to the place where they own what they really want and they live it boldly. I think as a society, we're kind of told, this is what success should look like. You should have a white picket fence and 2.5 children. I'm still looking for where the 0.5 kid is.
Exactly. I don't know how you get 0.5 of a child.
Right. And, you know, both parents should have a fabulous corporate career. And somehow you're still supposed to raise these children. And I have a friend who's a homesteader. My life is essentially a moving miracle, but I'm managing to raise my children.
Right.
I have a friend who everything is luxury. She wants private jets. I will borrow them. We will own private islands. We will rent them out to people. Keep an eye out. They're coming.
Yeah.
So everyone's visions are different. And
right.
It's my mission to get women to own their vision and live their vision without apology or excuse.
Well, how do you go about doing that? Because most people mm-hmm. don't really know what it is that they want. How do you help them further define what it is that they want out of their life or what's holding them back or what they are considering is keeping them from fulfilling whatever passion it is that they have? I suppose that there's, you know, all kinds of things that could be,
I find that women know what they want. We just apologize for it. I know what I want. I'm going to put it at the bottom of the list. I know what I want. I don't think I can have it. I'm not even going to bother. My focus is in supporting women and owning that. Like, for me, the switch happened last summer, like a big switch. I'm an epiphany a second.
Yeah,
but
right.
Last summer, I was working with Dr. Monique Hunt, who is a psychic and a business intuitive, and her spirit guides course. And she and I were talking, and I said, I just want to raise my babies. Like, that doesn't pay, but that's my mission. I want to raise my babies.
Right.
And she said, she validated that for me. That is your mission. That's your purpose. That's what you're here to do. Raising your babies should be your top priority.
Right. I agree with that.
Once I gave myself permission to put being a mom first, foremost in my life, everything fell into place. I went from sharing a bedroom with my three children in my future ex-husband's home to having this space be mine. He moved out. I got the space. I still made enough money to pay the bills. And I was able to be at home when they got home from school. I'm picking them up every day. We're having snack together. I'm doing homework with them. Raising them is my priority.
Good for you. I think a lot of women feel like they are torn between two worlds, you know, and don't validate themselves for being that mother and giving themselves permission to be a mother first, because they don't think that they're going to have all that they need or all that they want or all that they need and want at the same time, you know, and feel like they're robbing Peter to pay Paul when, you know, that comes around. So that's awesome that you were able to
Absolutely.
Do that.
And
now
I had mm-hmm. that. Like, I didn't think that I could raise them and provide for them. I had to choose one.
Right.
And giving myself permission to choose raising them, allowed me to do both.
Right.
I didn't know
So you're
how.
Having your cake and you eat it too, is what you're saying.
I get cake and ice cream. Yes, it's
ooh,
delicious.
Ooh.
So a lot of women feel like they have to choose. Do I get cake? Do I get ice cream? Do I get plain cheesecake or can I have strawberries on top? No, you can have it all.
Right.
And it's not my job to tell you what you want. It's my job to ask you enough questions to get you to accept or to admit what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work together towards healing what is standing in the way of you having what you want.
Right.
Because it's already there.
Right.
It's waiting for you. The second I walked into this apartment, it wasn't mine. I walked in and I went, this is perfect for us. If only he didn't live here.
Yeah.
And it took me a year to get my energy right.
Right.
But
there you
are. A little more, a year and 2 weeks after I moved in, reluctantly, I did not move in skipping. I went, oh, God, okay, if this is where I need to be next, fine. A year and 2 weeks after I got here, I got the space. He moved out. The space was mine.
That's awesome. That really is.
It took me that long to get myself out of my way, but I knew the second I walked through the door that this was what I wanted.
Right. Well, I think that's the big piece of it, isn't it? Getting yourself out of your own way.
Yes.
Right.
And that is what I support my clients with doing, getting
right.
themselves out of their own way. Sometimes it's
right.
not them, though. Sometimes it's their mothers or their fathers. That voice in your head from your childhood.
Right.
I was talking to a friend the other day. It's his grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
It's his grandmother on each side.
Right. Or there's getting opinions from 5,000 people and then trying to figure out, you know, decipher through all of that, what they would do if they were in your shoes, you know. But nobody can really know because they don't wear your shoes. They got their own shoes, you know. And
exactly.
So it's difficult, you know, to try and walk in someone else's shoes while they themselves are walking in it. You know, I mean, there's certainly advice helps, you know, but unless somebody intimately knows what's going on inside your head, there's not really, you know, and that's where this practice comes in to this radical inspiration that you offer to help them with this self-care. So to really tune themselves into themselves so that they can hear what it is that is truly being squished.
Oh, yeah,
by whomever.
For sure.
Good for you. Good for you. So that is one of the things that you do. So you do energy restoration sessions. Okay,
so
tell us a little bit about that.
Restoration therapy and internal feng shui are essentially the same thing. I need to take one of them off my site, and it'll be the energy restoration therapy sessions. But it's a combination of spiritual life coaching and energy healing.
Okay.
So for those of you who are new to energy healing, the concept, and I say it's a concept because you really have to buy into it. The concept is you're made of energy. And the reason I call them internal feng shui sessions is because I do for energy systems what a feng shui practitioner does in your house.
Or your
so my
business.
Friend Allison, she practices feng shui or your business. She will, or your business part, she feng shuis everything. It's crazy. But if it's your house, she will come in. She will rearrange things. She will put in the proper colors. It will be amazing. The energy will flow. You will woosah. It will be wonderful.
Right.
I do that for energy systems. So it is clearing your chakras. It is removing any internal blockages that you have energetically.
Right.
It may be communicating with your angels and your spirit guides and giving you messages because I'm a bit of a channel, just a bit. I'm not like Sylvia Brown. I can't plug in and be like, oh, hey, look, there's your mom. I'm not that good yet. I'm working on it. But in a session, one of my clients a few weeks ago who came into my session, she had a 15-minute sample session, not knowing what energy work or spirit guides or any of that was, decided that she wanted to work with me because she felt better after the 15 minutes. And her big goal was financial. And the entire time we worked together, I hadn't heard from her spirit guides. And in her third session, there they were. And one of her guides was there to help her with her business. And I gave her a task. I said, go talk to her. Tell her what you need. And 3 hours later, she texted me and she said, oh, my God. So this lady that has been getting on my nerves since December because she hasn't paid, just paid her invoice. She did not call me. She did not text me. She just paid it and said, I'm ready to go.
Good.
3 hours after her session and me telling her, hey, talk to your guide. Tell her what you need. And it was a done deal. And now she's a believer.
Awesome. Well, for people who aren't really familiar with what feng shui is, it is thousands of years old. And, you know, I love these things that these theories or philosophical systems, if you will, that come from China, you know, because it is a way of what it is a system of laws that balance the energy into your home, or in this case with you, it's your physical body, your chakra systems, how your energy is flowing through your body. It kind of harmonizes, if you're using it in your home or business, it harmonizes everybody with the environment, right? So that's what feng shui is, and it's, you know, thousands of years old. And people can Google feng shui and find out all different, you know, tips and tricks and, you know, do that, you know, and find out, you know, from great practitioners on how to, you know, declutter your home. But if you're interested in decluttering your inside, the person that you need to speak with is Leela. So with that being said, so you use these you use the tools to help them get rid of gunk, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, it's usually pain. Like, when people come, it feels like pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm suffocating from this experience.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to get the pillow off their face.
They don't know how to get the pillow off their face. I'm overwhelmed. This is never going to end. That's my favorite phrase. I'm never going to have a relationship that works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to do work that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a little bit of coaching. We also do a little bit of internal feng shui.
Okay.
You can even talk about it, and you can think about it. And you can even take different physical actions, but they won't stick if your energy and your vibration hasn't changed.
Well, doing the practice of cleansing and balancing the energetic body, doesn't that in of itself kind of help shift the paradigm for the person?
It does. And
okay.
It helps make the changes easier to make, because there's a quote in The Way of Mastery. If you're not familiar with it, it's another channeled teaching of Jesus. Christians, don't be mad at me. I didn't do it. I just read it, and it's good. In The Way of Mastery, Jesus says, if you have a disagreement with your brother and you take it to prayer and meditation and you get up from your meditation pillow and you feel better, but you don't go have a conversation with that person, you haven't resolved anything. The same thing is true with internal feng shui. You can come into these sessions, I can clear and balance your chakras, but if you don't take new and different actions afterwards, if you don't think different thoughts afterwards, and I can give you some new thoughts to think too, the changes won't.
Well, I think the key is to always be thinking, and I don't want to say thinking positive because that term is so overrated, but what it is more focusing on after you have cleared the energy system, you know, there are certain things, rituals, if you will, or practices that they would then do to help keep it in balance. But yet, you know, clearing out that set of circumstances, right? We still have, and say that part of the body is, you know, that part of the emotional issue or whatever is healed, something else comes along in life that we don't have the tools for, and we go back to reverting what we know, right? Because that worked mm-hmm. before, and then we start all over again. So, you know, these are great tools that then begin to create a foundation. So instead of relearning, you know, mm-hmm. the original lesson that's already been cleaned out, you now start from a different perspective so you don't get as stuck as you did prior.
Yeah, for sure. So that was actually a really good example. And when you have an internal feng shui session, or it's usually after a series of those sessions,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe after like an Art of Miracle Making workshop, it's actually the perfect practice to make sure that you have tools for transformation, so that
right.
when you deal with the relationship stuff, if some family
mm-hmm.
stuff comes up, or if some money stuff comes up, or some job stuff, you have the tools to deal with it.
Right.
You can take
exactly.
that affirmation that I gave you for your relationship, and you can tweak it and make it about money, and you can use it and keep it moving.
Exactly. You know, but these are, and I'm reading on your website, LeelaSimmons.com, and that's LeelaSimmons. .com on your blog, Make Miracles with Internal Feng Shui, is what I'm reading at the moment or glancing over. And these are things that, you know, can be easily done on, you know, a monthly basis, you know.
Those are practices you can do yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and as far as, you know, the time in silence or meditation or prayer or whatever, you know, people think, I've talked with a lot of people before about meditating, I don't have the time, and I'm like, well, wherever you are is the time. You know, you don't have to
yeah.
have this sacred space or this altar while you're cleaning broccoli. You can quiet your mind. While you're washing dishes, you can allow your mind to drift and float and wander. While you're, you know, doing anything that your concentration is focused on, you know, you don't have to really make time, because there's already so many different things during the day where you
yeah.
can then utilize, like, dishwashing time for that silence that
Absolutely.
You call it, with spending time in the silence, you know. And I think that so many people don't give enough credit to the sound of silence. I love the sound of silence. So, but I also like the sound of sound, you know. I was going to say noise, but that brings up, you know, traffic and everything else. So I like the sound
yeah.
of sound, and, you know, like giggles, and my dog who's sitting over here crying at the moment, you know. These types
Aww.
Of things are things that make me, you know, very happy, you know, and to play in the stream that we call life, you know, and that time
yeah.
that you spend with yourself is so important, so important. Years ago, I would just say, you know what, I'm putting myself in a timeout. I would just go and put myself in a timeout. I would go up into a room and close the door, and I would stay there for just 15 minutes, because that's, you know, the way that I got to transition my way into, you know, silence and spending time with myself. So, you know, parents, put yourself in a timeout. It's the very best thing that you can do for yourself, you know, you know, find, you know, there's all kinds of moments while you're, you know, awake to find this time to spend with yourself. And that, I think, should be priority number one, you know, because then
yeah,
you can learn to really like yourself and know what it is
for
about
sure.
you, you know, what you appreciate about yourself.
I call this silence versus meditation, because meditation can be scary.
Really?
And spending time in silence, it can't. A lot of people are like, I can't meditate. Can you shut your face and take a walk around the block? Well, then that was a meditation. But most people think I need to sit lotus on my meditation cushion with my incense burning going om. And no, really, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So my introduction to meditation, I can Buddhist style meditate now, but my introduction to meditation came from, I believe it was reading something in a Deepak Chopra book where he said, just spend time in silence.
Right.
So I started turning the radio off during my commute to work. I would not have any noise while I was washing the dishes. I would just look for opportunities to turn off the sound, turn off the
right.
TV, don't turn on the radio. The TV was never really my thing, but the radio is a big thing. Music and I are best friends. Like, the only thing that's closer to me than music is sleep. So, so parting with my music was actually a big deal, but I did. And now I can ever in meditation.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some music that I absolutely love, very tribal, you know, with hawks and didgeridoos and drums, and it's very primal. And that just puts me in another place each and every time I listen to it, you know. So I just absolutely, you know, I can use music to quiet my mind. I can quiet my mind, you know, a lot of different ways. But, you know, it's just the point of doing it, you know, and, you know, making myself important on my own list, which is why there are fantastic people like you who can help others realize how important they are. That they need to be important to themselves
first,
you know, and
so
putting themselves on the bottom of their list, you know. Now, you also do, you know, we talked about the feng shui. Now, you work with people both in person and via teleconference, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, what for somebody who is interested? In what is the cost of a internal feng shui?
They're $97, I believe.
$97. And to the listeners, how much? What kind of a gift did you want to give them for the if they wanted to have a session with you?
You could have your session for $77. You just have to let me know that you heard about it through the All About You radio show.
Awesome. Awesome. And we have your website information and your email on your landing page for your interview. Now, you do a couple of other things. You know, you work with essential oils. You work with scripting. You know, all of these different tools in your tool bag, you know, kind of, you know, I like the term collide, you know, because that really is what it is. It's like a collision of old paradigm and new ways of thinking. So, and you help your clients to collide with that and make them, not make them, but help them be self-accountable so that they can master their own course. So, you know, I read on your blog, just sidebar story, I read on your blog about not making any New Year's resolutions. And I make only one New Year's resolution every single year, just one.
What is it?
To find a million things to laugh about.
Oh, I love it. That's yummy.
That's my one and only New Year's resolution. And, you know, so I will find humor everywhere I look. you know, even if it's not meant to be funny, you know. Oops, sorry about that. But,
that
you know, it's sometimes, you know, it does. It'll tickle my funny bone in a way that it's not supposed to. But it does. And, you know, chalk that up, you know, off my list, you know. I love laughing. I love laughing. And it is the best medicine, truthfully. And, you know, and I love how you bring laughter into your sessions. I think that is also key, so very key, going back to this collision
of
accountability.
Well, we deal with a lot of heavy things, you know. Like, this is not so simple as to be like, oh, I work at McDonald's, I hate my job. Oh, okay, well, what's the path to your career? Let's get you on that.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking, I will speak of myself personally. I've liberated myself from severe debilitating allergies. Like, my allergies were not anaphylactic, but they were to the point where I sneeze all day. And this is going to sound light for people who don't have allergies, but I sneeze all day at work. I get to class, and my teacher takes one look at me and says, "You look like crap. Go home." And I got to liberate myself of that. I don't have days full of sneezing anymore. I have days where I'm like, oh, crap, I shouldn't have ate that. I'm going to suffer a little bit. But that was my life. Every day was runny eyes, a runny nose. I'm sneezing all of the time. Gone. Naturally. I was on Allegra in the morning and Allegra D at night just so that I could be that sick. And then I turned 19, I suddenly didn't have my mama's insurance anymore, and I was not about to pay $81 for drugs that just kept me sick.
Right.
So I had to learn how to get my body to a place where I did not have that experience anymore. I had abandonment issues, like deep-seated, deep-rooted abandonment issues. Gosh, what else has gone on? I, for a really long time, thought that lying to me was a thing to do. Like, oh, you, Lila, I know, I'm going to lie to you. For no reason, by the way, because you are one of the most flexible people on the planet, but I am just going to lie. And it took me 15 years to get to the bottom of why I was experiencing that and then to stop. So these were not like light, easy, fun things to dig through.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I stopped feeling like I was alone on the planet, sitting with that feeling that I'm alone and really feeling that feeling, I kid you not, it felt like I was being ripped apart from the inside. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to die right now.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Me too. The darkness of that experience, though, I remember the last year that I was severely depressed. I was fetal position on the floor, crying on the phone with one of my friends. Like, I don't want to be here. I hate Earth. It's so hard. I bring light to those kinds of experiences because it can be really dark and really painful.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the best thing I have is, you know what, you're right. It's really shitty. Let's find something to laugh at. Because if we don't, we're all going to need Prozac.
Right. Yeah, and there's that too. But, you know, it is, there are times when I think a lot of people truly feel alone. And it's like facing, I think the term is dark night of the soul, you know?
Yeah.
And and some people find the light in that. And sadly, others don't.
I didn't find any light.
You found laughter.
I'm not going to make it sunshine and roses. I didn't find any light. What I found was the pain won't kill me. That's
well,
what I had been
I
running
would say
from. I've been running
that's,
from
that's
pain.
That's a shred of light, I would say.
Yeah.
That
perhaps,
is a shred of light.
Perhaps.
So you,
but in
you
that
know,
experience,
it is. And you go with what works, you know. And if that takes you to the next thing that makes you feel just even the smidge better, then good for that. Grab onto that and hold that for all it's worth so you can continue to move forward. But, you know, so many people opt out. And I think it's sad. I really do. Because, you know, people are, you know, there is, people are as unique as a snowflake. You know, there is absolutely nothing the same about the 7+ billion people on the planet. Right? And when you realize that, you kind of do feel like, oh, my God, I am alone. I'm the only one. Well, then be the authentic one, right? Be the authentic one. If you're feeling, you know, that there's nowhere to go but, you know, there, something, you know, has to give, you know, to dig deep inside and face that darkness, like you said, and just find the one thing that you can grasp onto until you can reach the next thing to hold on to. Then pretty soon, you know, you notice that, and I'm sure you've noticed since then and now, or now and then, now to then, you can't get back there anymore, no matter how hard you try. You know?
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about healing. And that's the reason I focus on healing first. Because if you don't heal it, you can't stand boldly. But if you don't heal it, you'll just end up back there. That's why you can finally get up the courage to kick that lying, cheating asshole out of your life just to date another one like him.
Exactly. You draw a new line in concrete. You know, that can't be easily washed away by the water or the tears. You know, and say, you know what, I'm worthy of something better. I deserve better, you know, and go for it, you know. So there's a couple of other things that you, the art of miracle making and then the miracle party. Let's talk about the art of, I was telling you earlier that cracks me up because everything I do for years is the art of. And, you know, it's just like, it's just funny to me to find somebody else who describes it as such. So you got great taste. We'll just put it that way.
Hey,
so the art of miracle making.
I want to talk about miracles.
Okay.
The art of miracle making and the miracle party came about because my life feels like one enormous miracle. I died 3 times being born, and I had to be resuscitated after I was born a few times too. I didn't know about that till I read my medical records later. I had an anaphylactic allergic episode, and for those of you who don't know, that is when you have an allergy experience and it nearly kills you. Your airways start to close, your internal organs start to shut down. It's intense. We were probably 40 minutes from the nearest hospital, and the doctor said, I don't know how she got here on time. What was next? There were so many things. Probably the next thing would be delivering my youngest son. I went to the hospital to give birth. Because I'd done it twice before, you push and then you take a baby home.
Right.
Not
sometimes.
So much. I developed HELLP syndrome. And in 48 hours, I went from having a perfectly normal pregnancy to your kidneys are spilling protein and your blood pressure is elevated, so I'm going to send you in to be induced. I still didn't think anything of it. Fine, I'll go, I'll get some drugs, the baby will come out, it will be fine. Well, he was stuck and we didn't know it. So he wasn't coming out, and my body, which had been in labor for 2 weeks, And I was waiting for my water to break, but my water never broke because he was stuck. He couldn't come down any further to help my water break.
Mm.
So after 2 weeks of being in labor, my body said, you know what, I quit. So I get to the hospital, I'm there for 3 hours, I'm on the highest dose of Pitocin they could put anyone on, and I have progressed half a centimeter in 2 hours because he's stuck. He can't come down anymore. So they come in and they tell me, I'm going to have a cesarean or we're going to die. I'm at the hospital by myself. My mom has the baby. Their father is 8 hours away, I believe, at the time. And it's too late for me to call anybody to come to the hospital with me because my liver is shutting down. My platelet count is dropping. We need to get you into the OR right now. And in that experience, the nurses fought for me to have what I was asking for. The anesthesiologist was rubbing my head and comforting me. I'd gone into shock. I couldn't even speak. And I woke up and there was a baby. He was cute. And I was fine. And there were smaller miracles. Anytime I needed a place to live when I lived in Memphis, usually somebody was like, hey, I have a room, or hey, I have space, or hey, go talk to this person, they'll rent to you. Or my favorite was, my fiance has an empty house, nobody's living in it, you guys want to live there till we get it renovated? Then if you want it, you can go ahead and rent it from us. Really?
No, that's nice.
Rent free? Yeah, just pay the utilities, no big deal. Seriously? Like, miracle after miracle after things just unfold. When I was ready to leave Memphis, it was like, hey, I need to get back to Illinois. Do you mind driving me? And the person was like, oh, yeah, I'm going up there on the 27th. Is that a good day for you? Yeah, that's perfect. I'll give you some gas money, even though you're going. Like,
sweet.
Unbelievably perfect.
Right.
And then I received a book called Make Miracles in 40 Days by Melody Beattie. So that is actually the base for this program. When I got the book, I had 3 weeks to find a place to live. I probably had $0 in the bank. Three children, no child care, no car, no job, and I live in a city where public transportation sucks. But even if public transportation didn't suck here, how am I going to get a job when I have no child care and three children at home?
Right.
Oh, and my credit sucks too. So even if I had a job and money, how am I going to get an apartment? My credit sucks.
Right.
Well, within 3 weeks of starting the process that she outlines in the book, which is the process that I now call radical gratitude, I was in a space that I can stay in for an indefinite amount of time. I didn't have to worry about income or credit or any of that jazz. And I got to do the one thing that I wanted to do that I hadn't admitted that I wanted to do, which was take care of my baby. That's it. That's all I want. Nothing else. And so
awesome.
I added to radical gratitude the internal feng shui and the forgiveness practice. And those three things together make the art of miracle making. Life, just living, the fact that you are breathing is a miracle. However, my mom was mean to me. My sixth grade teacher told me I was stupid. People picked on me when I was little. Like, all of these experiences that we have as children cause us to block the flow of miracles. So when you practice radical gratitude, and let me explain to y'all what radical gratitude sounds like. At the time, and I have the list because my accountability partner and I sit to each other every day. So at the time, my list was, I have no idea where we're going to live in a month. I have no money to find a place. I have no way to get a job. I don't know what we're going to do. Like, but it was like, I give thanks that I have no idea where we're going to live. I give thanks that I'm crying all the time. I give thanks that I feel like a bad mom because all I want to do is cry. Like, that was my list. because I really didn't have anything positive to feel thankful for at the time. I was in a panic. I have to keep a roof over those three heads. And this morning, my list was, I give thanks that it was another 5 a.m. morning and I'm tired. I just want to go back to bed. Oh, I can go back to bed because I'm off already. So things have shifted a little bit over the last 3 years.
Right.
But
I'd say they've shifted
radical
a
gratitude.
Great deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, radical gratitude is the act of being thankful for everything. I am thankful for my bed. I am thankful for the fact that my lover is annoyed that my box spring squeaks and I don't have a new one. And no, that wasn't TMI, y'all. It squeaks if you just sit on the bed. I am thankful for the fact that my fridge is empty, and I'm thankful for the fact that I have money to go to the store, and I'm thankful for the fact that I'm too lazy to go to the store, so we had leftovers for dinner.
Right.
Like, everything. When my check engine light was on in my car and I didn't know why, that was on my list all the time. When I didn't have heat in my car and it was 3 degrees outside, I give thanks that I have no heat in my car, but we're about to go watch some Christmas lights anyway.
Right.
So, that is the practice of radical gratitude. And that practice alone will change your life. It will make miracles for you. But when you add the internal feng shui practices and you add the forgiveness work, oh my gosh, your life will catch on fire.
Right.
And that's what I do with my clients, and that's what I did for myself.
That's awesome. Because there is, you know, some, instead of, bemoaning or, you know, having a pity party about those things that other people would seem as, you know, negative, you were finding gratitude in them. And I think that, you know, when people talk about law of attraction and why it doesn't work, well, I think that is why it doesn't work, because very few people would find reasons to be grateful for those lists of things, you know. But
I want to
be clear,
Karen.
Grateful.
I wasn't finding
reasons
to be grateful, and I wasn't even feeling the gratitude. I was just writing it out. That's
there's
it.
Something
that
about
act alone, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That act alone was enough to create a shift. You can't say, I give thanks. When you give thanks, you are literally giving something. Life has to replace it with something.
Right.
And those words, when you think them often enough, when you say them often enough, when you write them down often enough, I give thanks, it changes your vibration. It shifts your energy.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So I wasn't feeling thankful. Last year, one of my best friends died, and my list was awful. I give thanks that I can't stop crying. I give thanks that I feel like I can't breathe without him on this plane. Like, I know he's here, but I feel like I can't breathe without him on this plane.
Mm-hmm.
I had no kinds of gratitude. I had nothing but pain. But I also think that that practice helped me walk through that pain a lot faster.
Right.
I took salt baths. I gave myself permission. The night that I found out about it, I got into a salt bath and I cried. And I gave myself permission to cry as much as I wanted to, as often as I wanted to. I told my coworkers, hey, my best friend died. I might be a mess. If my birth isn't here, I'll go in the back. You just finish my sale for me, okay? So,
yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't,
you know,
that I actually felt the gratitude. You don't have to feel the gratitude. You just
nope, you
have
fake
to
it till you make it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. The act of writing it, and then the emotion behind the writing, connecting the feeling with the action. you know,
yeah.
is what brings things about, you know. And, you know, I think that's just an absolute beautiful, beautiful story. We are under 10 minutes, all right, to go.
I noticed.
This hour went by very quickly. So the art of miracle making is
yes.
what we just discussed. And
yes.
and then the cost of the art of miracle making, and it's a 40-day process, if I remember correctly.
Yes. So the art of miracle making is one-on-one. It's me mm-hmm. and you and your miracle for 40 days.
Okay.
That 40 days includes 5 internal feng shui sessions, a 90-minute intro coaching session, and a 30-minute exit coaching session. You get a discount on future internal feng shui sessions if you decide you want to utilize those.
Okay, but this is the
the art of miracle making. Yes.
Right.
So once you go through the art of miracle making, then you're good. You know, some people want, like, okay, I'm used to getting an energy healing from you every week. Like, now what?
mm-hmm.
Well, if you would like some more sessions, you can get a discount on those sessions.
Okay.
But you get the 5 energy clearing sessions, the 90-minute one-on-one with me, and the 30-minute exit one-on-one with me. And, of course, you get your miracle, or at the very least, you get a lot closer to it, and you get to feel amazing.
Right. And what's the cost of that?
That one is $497. That is the art of miracle making. The miracle party is $497. The same thing.
Yes. I'm sorry, Leela. The $497, which is 40 days, you know, that is a really great deal. That's like $10 a day. Less than $10 a day. So would that be then, is there a gift of discount for the show for anybody listening that wants to take you up on this radical healing with the art of miracle making?
I would be willing to give your guests $100 off the program if they let me know that they heard it through the show. Yeah.
That is a really, really good deal now. $397 if they heard it on the show now. What I really dig, because, I mean, I get the one-on-one. I love doing one-on-one work myself. But the the miracle party, when you have not only you, you know, on a teleconference, but then you've got, you know, minimum, you know, you and 4 of your buds. So a total of 5 guests on a teleconference with you. And kind of holding each other accountable and supporting each other. And that also is a 40-day program. Is that right?
Yes. So the art of the miracle party is the art of miracle making, but in a group setting. So it's 40 days. It's 5 energy clearings, but instead of one-on-one energy clearings, it's group energy clearings. It is coaching. So in the beginning of the call, every week, for 5 weeks, we'll do a little bit of coaching. Are you stuck? Are you frustrated? Are you actually doing your practices? What's got you stuck? What can I support you with? And then we do the energy clearing.
Right.
And you get 5 of those as well, and you get an intro session and you get an exit session. The only difference is it's all done in a group setting.
Right.
And you get an accountability buddy. You guys will email each other every day. It's pretty amazing.
Right. Okay, and that is $197 per person.
Per person, correct.
Okay, and I think you had a really cool idea earlier where if you're say I wanted to host a party, right, and I got 4 of my buds to come with me to this teleconference and we would get $197, like mine would be free, but me, I would just, you know, split the cost, you know, five ways, you know, reducing the cost for everybody.
You're so generous. I would tell my friends, I'd be like, yo, this is amazing. We should all do it. Let's do it together. And then I get my free.
Right, exactly.
No, actually, I probably would.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, but
you
no, seriously,
host...
I mean, that's a really good, if you think about it, that's 40 days with all of those special perks in there. And we've learned why. The whole hour has been why, you know, leading up to why this type of thing is so important. So should somebody call or email and say, hey, I heard about this cool party program, you know, and my friends and I, we want to do it. And how does this, you know, gift work? You know, they could either keep that for themselves and let their friends pay the $197 or, you know,
or they
divide
can split
it among,
it up. Absolutely.
Yeah. Take the cost times four, then divide it by five, and then that way everybody saves. So I think that's really cool, too.
Yeah.
So that's very nice.
And there
very
has
generous
to be a max. Like, when I do a party, it is a max of 10 people because it needs to be intimate. Everyone needs to be able to speak. They need to be able to be coached. So it is a maximum of 10 people per party. And you don't have to host a party. Let's say you know you want a miracle. You know you need a miracle. And you don't have $497 or $397 to work with me individually. You can just ask when the next party is, and I will put you on that list, and then you can go into a group with other people.
Oh,
and if you
fun.
Tell me that you heard about it on the All About You show, then I'll craft a discount for you. I don't have one in my head right now, but I'll craft one for you if you just want to join
nice.
A party with a bunch of people you don't know.
That would be nice. No, that's very generous. You know, you're a very generous, giving lady. And I think that's why, you know, miracles happen for you each and every day, all day. So that's very generous. And I'm sure listeners, whether they're listening live or they are going to be listening via the archive, will think, oh, you know what? Well, you know, I can't get my friends together, but I'll just, you know, connect with Leela. She said, you know, she'll, you know, toss me in a group, and that's okay. I can do that and still get a bonus and still get
the awesome thing about being tossed into a group is it's a lot easier to spill your guts to someone that you don't know and you don't have to see again. Like maybe they're in Australia and that's your buddy and you're probably never going to see that person. It's a lot easier to email them the dark stuff because you want to put,
right.
you want to be authentic with your list. It's harder to do when you're emailing back and forth with a friend.
That's true. Because what if your friend is part of your problem, you know?
Right. Like, if it was my honey, I couldn't be like, oh, I give thanks that I'm so mad at you today. It's not
you know, so I can see that there is huge benefit in that. All right, well... Leela, thank you so much for being my guest tonight. I hope you come back in the near future.
Anytime.
And people can find you at LeelaSimmons.com. That's LeelaSimmons.com. Or email lake.simmons@yahoo.com. And she will help you get into living your authentic life, you know, balancing life, juggling all the plates that we all have to juggle all day, every day. If it hurts, she can help you heal and stand in your power so you can boldly live your life on your terms. And I love that, and I just read that off your website. So thank you again. I appreciate it, and I want everybody to tune in next week when my very special guest will be psychic Diane Keys, just in time for Halloween. Leela, thank you again so much. It's been so much fun having you.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful. I will talk with you again soon. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, everybody, have a great night. Enjoy it. And we'll talk next week. Everybody, take care.